The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, or salam 1,000 times upon me daily, the person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to an all to another exciting episode of the splendid series, An Array of Dawn. Alhamdulillah, today we have our guest of honor, our special guest, Qibla Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib, who again blessed us today. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahib, how are you? How are you feeling? How is your health?
Alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, my health is fine. And as it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, keep fast and become healthy.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So with that belief, if we fast, then inshallah we'll stay healthy.
Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is the blessings of staying in the company of ulama-i kiram, that if you ask them how they are and if you just converse with them, in return, you also get to learn a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our Mufti Sahib and grant him a healthy, long life so he may continue benefiting from his blessed personality. So alhamdulillah, today we have a very exciting topic for everyone. Please remain tuned with us and stay with us till the end of the silsila with your Madani channel. And inshallah, today you'll learn a lot about this blessed personality, inshallah. Before we come to our topic, let us take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this kalam is rendered by our Rukni Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari, subhanallah. And inshallah, as soon as we come back, we will discuss our beautiful topic. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Madine jaane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی آرزو ہے سی بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں ہو کرم ہم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی بندہ پروری ہو سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بات کیا ہے باد سبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے بات کیا ہے باد سبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا
Alhamdulillah, we are back with another beautiful and lovely topic. As we have mentioned that today we will be speaking about the blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, whose life is indeed a lesson for many believers and especially the women folk out there, subhanallah. Just a brief introduction to this blessed personality. Her name is Khadija, her father's name is Khuwailid, and her mother's name is Fatima. Regarding her lineage, she had the honor that her lineage connects with the blessed lineage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with fewer relations than the other blessed wives. Subhanallah. So basically, she is the closest related to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in terms of lineage. Subhanallah. Her kunyat and her appellation is Ummul Qasim. Likewise, she has many titles, and some of the titles, the famous ones, is Al-Kubra and Tahira. And amongst the Quraysh, she was also called as Sayyidatu Quraysh. Subhanallah. Likewise, her title is also Siddiqa. And why is this title? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Hadihi Siddiqatu Ummati, that she is the Siddiqa of my Ummah, means the truthful one of this Ummah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And there is a lots of excellences regarding this blessed personality. And in order to learn more about this blessed personality, I would now like to come towards our honorable guest, Qibla Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib. Mufti Sahib, we are discussing the blessed personality of this blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What khususiyat and specialities can you tell us regarding Sayyida Khadijah al-Kubra radhiyallahu anha?
Sayyidatuna Khadijah al-Kubra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha has many manaqib, mahasin, virtues.
Subhanallah.
Scholars have written many pages and books on her virtues.
Subhanallah.
I have selected a few khususiyat and specialities of Ummul Mumineen Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Number one, that she is the first lady to come in the marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she became the first Ummul Mu'mineen, mother of the believers till the day of judgment. So this is her exclusivity. Nobody else or other Azwaj Mutahharat do not have this status. This is special with Hazrat Khadijat al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And second khususiyat is that while she was living, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make any other nikah.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
While she lived, she was the only wife
subhanallah,
of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And third khususiyat, which is mentioned by scholars, that she never did anything while she was in the relationship of marriage with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which made Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam displeased. So she was very conscious, very careful about her responsibilities and duties towards her husband, which is not an ordinary person, Imam al-Anbiya, Khatam al-Nabiyyin. So she never did anything which made Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam unhappy, even for a second. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always pleased and happy with her. And she was haris, in other words, greedy always to find the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that indicates a very high moral and a great piety and consciousness about Allah and His Rasul and Deen, and as a responsible wife. Fourth khususiyat is that all the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are born from her,
subhanallah,
except Hazrat Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Well, Hazrat Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born from Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So besides one child of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all other children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were born from Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And the fifth speciality is that she is Nani of all Sadat, all Sayyids. So she is the grandmother, because the Khatun Jannat, Hazrat Fatima Az-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is her daughter. And the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Sadat began from Hazrat Fatima Az-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So she became the nani of all the Sadat. And sixth speciality is that she spent the most time with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as wife in comparison to other wives, because she spent more or less 25 years in the nikah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No other wife of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent that much time as wife in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is her speciality. And another very special exclusivity is that she is the first one that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed regarding Zuhur-e-Nubuwat, the announcement of Nubuwat. She is the first one to receive that news. So you can imagine the trustworthiness and closeness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with her. And also another very special quality of Ummul Mumineen Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is that she is the first woman to accept Islam. So like from amongst the men, first man to accept Islam is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. First child to accept Islam is Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Sher-e Khuda radiyallahu ta'ala. And first woman to accept Islam is our mother Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And she's the first person after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform salat.
Allah subhanallah.
Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Sayyidina wa Maulana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that when first time wahi came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed namaz on the basis of Jibreel Amin alayhi salam teaching him about namaz. And on the same day, Sayyidatuna Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha performed namaz on the basis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam teaching her. And on the second day, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed salat on the basis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught him how to read namaz. So this is also a speciality.
She's the first one to perform salat.
She's after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She is the first one to perform salah. And Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Ali bin Hajr Asqalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi reports that from many other qualities that Ummul Mumineen Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha possessed, one quality is this, that she was always very loyal, very loving, and very respectful towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even before Bi'isat and after Bi'isat, means before the announcement of Nabuwat and after the announcement of Nabuwat, she would always endorse and testify whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say. So these are some of the specialities that scholars have highlighted, but there are too many qualities of this great personality.
Subhanallah, how beautiful. And indeed, as Qibla Muftisa was mentioning the qualities, number one, number two, number three, and I was thinking that maybe this is such a list which cannot be numbered. I mean, there must be so many qualities in which our numbers will get finished, but maybe these qualities will not get finished. And why not? Because she is the blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And she has such a status and a rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that from this blessed hadith, you will recognize and understand what is the martaba of Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. It is mentioned, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that once Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and humbly requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Khadija is approaching. She radiallahu ta'ala anha has a pot of food. When she approaches you, then convey to her the salam of your Rabb and my salam, and give her the good news of a home made of a case, like means a hollow pearl in paradise that has neither any noise nor any other inconvenience. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So glad tidings came from the court of Jibreel alayhi salam, who is Sayyidul Malaika, the leader of the angels. And look at the manner he described. He came in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, Allah ta'ala is sending salam to Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and my salam also give her, and then tell her that there is a special house for her in Jannah which has no noise and there is no other inconvenience. Subhanallah. So when she came in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to her that this is what Jibreel alayhi salam said. So subhanallah, she replied and she said, Inna Allaha huwa salamu wa ala Jibreel as-salamu wa alayka as-salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, Allah, Allah. She said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salam, and peace be upon Jibreel alayhi salam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mercy and blessings be upon them. Subhanallah. From this you also come to know the knowledge of Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. How? When she heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending salam to her, she did not say wa alayhi salam and salam upon him. She did not reply to the salam as we reply to each other's salam. How do we reply? If somebody says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then we say wa alaikum assalam and salam to you also. But she did not reply to the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. In fact, what she said? Inna allaha huwa salam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salam. And then she said that salam upon Jibreel and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she even knew the method of how to reply to the salam coming from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
She was a very great scholar of Torah.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And many other religion she studied, and history.
Subhanallah.
So she was very knowledgeable person.
Subhanallah.
She knew the exact and correct methods.
Ji, ji.
How to understand the essence ji. Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed her about the first Wahi and Jibreel Amin alayhi salam coming and holding him. When he told her, you know, give me blanket. So in all these situations, she was the one that was saying that do not worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let you be wasted. And you are a good person, you have this quality, you have that quality. So actually she learnt those qualities from Torah. And Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, he wrote that she desired to make nikah with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The main reason was that she knew by seeing the signs that he would be the last prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she knew the adab and conduct of how to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. So indeed a person with so much knowledge, definitely she'll know how to reply to the salam coming from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul ridwan very beautifully praises her. And after Jibreel alayhi salam brought the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Ala Hazrat says, Arsh se jis pe taslim nazil hui, us saraye salamat bilakho salam. Then he says, manzilum min qasab la nasab la sakhab. That house in Jannah which has no inconvenience and no noise. Manzilum min qasab la nasab la sakhab, aise koshak ki zinat bilakho salam. Subhanallah. And he sends thousands of salam in the court of this great personality, the blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And alhamdulillah, as Muhtasab had mentioned, that she had spent the most time with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared to the other azwaj mutahharat radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna ajma'in, and approximately 25 years. And 25 years spending with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a joke, neither is it something which can be overlooked. I mean, subhanallah, this is enough to prove the rank and the status of Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And very beautifully, as Muhtasab brought my attention towards this point, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the wahi in the cave of Hira, and then he came home and he told her that, cover me, zammiluni, zammiluni. And she covered him and she consoled him, she gave him comfort. Subhanallah. This shows how a wife should be towards her husband. I mean, sometimes the husband is worried, the husband is in difficulty, he is stressed, he has some problems, you know. He goes to work, he comes back and there's a thousand things running in his mind. Or maybe he is busy, maybe he is worried about something. And in that situation, if the wife also troubles him, the wife also, you know, starts shouting at him, the wife also starts saying bad things to him, then how must the husband feel? How will the husband feel at that moment? So the lesson which we learn from her blessed life, one of the lessons is that in a marriage life, when the husband is going through some difficult situations, it is the duty of the wife, that she must console the husband. She must take care of the husband. She must support him at that moment because he is looking for the support at that moment and he needs any support he can get. So all those who are watching us, all those married couples who are watching us, let's make an intention today that inshallah azza wa jal, one lesson which we'll learn from her blessed life is that we will try and always remain supportive to each other. The husband towards his wife and the wife towards her husband, inshallah. And that is how the married life will, inshallah, progress. And it will become fruitful. And subhanallah, you all will enjoy staying with each other. Subhanallah, we are discussing this beautiful personality of Islam. And such beautiful qualities were mentioned by our Qibla Mufti Sahib that if we have to go in the details, in the depth of each and every quality, then our time will remain short. Is it possible for Mufti Sahib to shed some light on the wisal of this great personality, inshallah?
As we discussed earlier that she spent more or less 25 years in the marriage with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she departed from this world in the state of being wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the 10th year of Nabuwat, Ilan-e-Nabuwat, after the Ilan, the announcement, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that I'm Nabi. In the 10th year, she departed from this world. And while she was ill in that illness before the departure, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that, O Khadija, it is very hard for me to see you in this situation. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved her deeply and dearly. Even after her departure from this world, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would remember her very much. And sometimes other wives would feel envy regarding that. He never forgot her. Rasulullah never forgot even friends of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala, when he would slaughter sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would slaughter a goat or something. So he would send meat to the friends of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. That's also a way of remembering your loved ones who are deceased, who passed away. That's why ulama ikram have said that don't forget the friends of your parents. That's also a way of serving your parents. The friends of your father, the friends of your mother. When your father or mother passed away, remember them, meet them, send gift to them, serve them in some way or the other. So Rasulullah ﷺ would remember her in that way, by remembering the friends of Ummul Mumineen, Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he told her that, do not worry, in Jannat, Allah Azza wa Jal had made your nikah with me.
Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
And he told her that Allah has made your nikah with me. And Hazrat Maryam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's sister, Hazrat Kulsum.
Subhanallah.
And Fir'aun's wife, Hazrat Asiya.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
They all would be the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah.
Subhanallah.
So this news made her very happy that in paradise, in Jannah, she would be the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when she passed away, Hazrat Sayyidatna Umme Ayman and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's aunt, Chachi, Hazrat Abbas's wife, Sayyidatna Umme Fadl radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, these two sahabiyat, they gave her ghusl. And because there was no namaz-e-janaza at that time, the hukm of namaz-e-janaza did not come yet. So there was no namaz-e-janaza. And she was buried in Makkah al-Mukarrama, a place called Hajun. But its latest name is Jannatul Ma'la, which is the second greatest graveyard after Jannatul Baqi. So she's buried there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send millions and billions of blessings upon her.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, it is very heart-touching, and you know, it just warms the heart to see how much love and the immense love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Sayyida Khadijat al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And alhamdulillah, from here we learn many things which we can implement in our daily lives as well. And from those things, number one is a person should always love his wife and take care of her and remember her as well. You know, death is, it comes from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not sure which spouse will leave the world early. Maybe the husband can leave early, or the wife will leave before the husband. But it is a duty upon each one of them that when the other and the latter leaves this world, then the former should remember them and, you know, keep on speaking to them, about them, to the children and to those around them. Likewise, as Mutasab mentioned, that one right is that you must have the connection and the relation to the friends of your beloved ones, subhanallah. And that is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has mentioned that when the parents leave the world, then one of the rights on the children is that they must treat the friends of the parents in a good manner, in a kind manner. Means as they used to be with them whilst their parents were alive, that is how they must be with them once they leave this world, subhanAllah. So it's a right upon the children to do this here. And likewise, I will say the same will be applied to the husband and to the wife. When either one of them leaves this world, then we should at least maintain relations with the family of the wife and the family of the husband, so that at least we know that there is some bond and there is some relation with it, subhanAllah. And another a beautiful lesson which we also come to learn from this beautiful bond and relation between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her the glad tiding that she will be in Jannah, and that too she will be the blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah as well. Indeed, this is the knowledge of the unseen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he knows she will definitely be in Jannah. And not only that, he mentioned the names of the other blessed personalities, as Mutasab mentioned, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the wife of Fir'aun, Sayyida Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the blessed beloved sister of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, subhanallah. So indeed, this proves the ilm ghaib and the unseen knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we also learned in the beginning that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not make nikah to any other woman whilst Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha was in his breast nikah. This is also a way of expressing love and showing love that, you know, you are the one, you are enough for me, subhanallah, subhanallah. And these are all points which each one of us can take and implement in our lives. In fact, I would say if a person is standing to perform nikah and you know, he wants to carry on his married life, then at least he should keep the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyida Khadijat al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha in front of him and read how beautifully they lived their life together. And then only, you know, he will understand how beautiful this married life is. Because indeed, this nikah is a sacred relation. It is not something which is child's play. It is not something any person decides to do nikah now and then after a few days when he is tired, then he leaves. No, it is a relation which should carry on for the entire life. And the only way you are going to carry on your life together is if you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm sure many of us have attended many nikahs and we heard when the Imam Sahib or the Mulana Sahib who is performing the nikah, when he mentions the khutbah, then in the khutbah, there are a few ayat which he recites. And all of those ayat start with the words, O believers, O you who believe, O people, fear Allah, ittaqullah, ittaqullah, ittaqullah. What's the reason? I mean, a nikah is about to start and Imam Sahib is giving nasihat and advice of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason is just that if you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically you will, the entire life will be easy. How? When you have the fear of Allah, you will know how to take care of the rights of the wife. When the wife has the fear of Allah, she will know how to take care of the rights of the husband. When the parents have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will know how to treat the children, how to take care of the children. When they have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will know that, you know, we do have ups and downs in the life. We do have some difficulties, some problems. Wherever there is dishes, you do hear some noise. So there will be some arguments, some fighting. But in the end, we are husband and wife and we need to still respect each other. So everything comes down and sums up to one single thing, and that is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. And that's how important it is to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with having the fear of Allah, we need to associate ourselves with the pious people, with the truthful people, with the honest people. And inshallah, these qualities will also start developing in us as well. Subhanallah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon these beautiful words of wisdom and these beautiful madani pearls which we have learned today regarding the blessed life of Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. With regards to the nikah of Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu anha with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that one of the reasons why she made nikah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that the women of Quraysh used to have an Eid in which they used to get together by the sacred Baytullah. And one day they had been there for the same reason when a person from Syria arrived calling out, O woman of the groups of Quraysh, very soon a prophet will appear amongst you. He will be called Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If any one of you wants to have the privilege of becoming his wife, she should do it. Having heard this, the woman threw pebbles and stones at him, insulted him, and became very rude to him. But Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha remained quiet and committed this thing to her memory. Afterwards, when Maysara mentioned the signs which he saw and whatever she saw herself, she recalled that if that person spoke the truth, then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam can be that honorable person. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So she kept the qualities in the mind that there will be a personality who is going to be the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll have this qualities, he'll have that qualities. As Mufti Sahib mentioned, she had knowledge about the Torah. So she knew the qualities which are going to be present in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the Prophet of Allah. And that is what she looked for when she made nikah with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another lesson we come to learn, that when you are intending to get to send a proposal, to look for marriage proposals, then look for those people who have good conduct, good character, and good etiquettes. Don't go behind wealth, don't go behind luxuries, don't go behind, you know, the worldly things. Just go towards hadeen, towards akhlaq, and inshallah, with the blessings and barakah of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you many more. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We are coming towards the conclusion of our episode in silsila today, and before we close off, I would like to take some few closing comments from Qibla Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, today we alhamdulillah discussed the blessed life of this blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are so many points which we can derive from her blessed wife. Any few points or some closing points which Mufti Sahib has for our viewers.
Our Islamic sisters, our women folk,
جی.
Should study
جی.
The life of Ummahat al-Mu'mineen.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Particularly Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Subhanallah.
Her loyalty to her husband.
Ji.
Her faithfulness.
Subhanallah.
Her commitment to support the mission
Ji.
Of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Standing firm with him,
Ji.
By him.
Ji.
And endorsing, you know, his plans
جي, جي.
And his work
Subhanallah.
And his work of propagation
Subhanallah.
Of tabligh,
Subhanallah.
And how to be a good wife, how to be a good mother,
جي.
How to be a good sister,
جي.
How to be a good daughter.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
All that you will find in the lives of Ummahatul Mu'mineen.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So their lives are written down, collected.
Ji.
Is for the education.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
For all of us, and particularly for
the woman,
our Muslim believing
Ji.
Women.
Ji, Subhanallah.
How many of our Muslim women have really studied
Ji.
The lifestyle of Ummahat al-Mu'mineen?
Allah, 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 Allah.
From this silsila, we give this message that our sisters must make a commitment
Ji. Ji.
That we would from now onwards
Ji.
Start reading
Ji.
The lives of biographies of Ummahat al-Mu'mineen,
Subhanallah,
blessed wives of the beloved
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Inshallah, they will be a great benefit for them.
Inshallah, Inshallah. Subhanallah. Very beautiful advice from Qibla Mufti Sahib. And I would also request all our viewers and listeners to, especially the women folk out there, our blessed sisters and mothers in Islam, that in order to live your life according to the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to keep the lives of these blessed women folk and blessed personalities in front of us. And then only will our lives be according to Islam and according to the teachings of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So with these few words, we have come now to the conclusion of our lovely silsila. Till then, remain happy, be happy, and remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart and the hearts of your beloved ones, because indeed this love is the base of your iman and the base of everything. Inshallah, we hope to see you soon. Stay positive, be positive, think positive. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.